Hey, baby. Just a second ago, I started recording this recording, and I started talking about what I wanted to tell you, and it just kind of seemed pointless without the recorder, you know? I guess one day I want you to know all these facts. I want you to know, even though they don't matter a lot, but I want you to know what I've been going through while going after you in my heart. Anyway, tonight was this lecture. It was this lecture about this, about a family. And they were talking about all different kinds of types of families and relationships inside of the family and blah, blah, blah. And honestly, I don't remember half of the stuff, but all I know is from the beginning of the lecture, without me spotting it, without me realizing it, I was just thinking about you and and the way our family is going to look like. I mean, the kids, our kids, how are gonna kids be like? That really hit me when I thought about our kids, our children. That's a big word. There was this scene in this show. She was playing some clips on the lecture, and all the clips represent different parts of the families, different kinds of families, types of families. And in one scene, there was this. It was like a scene on. It was like lunch, and the whole family was at lunch, and it was kind of modern family, you know, young family. And there were these kids, you know, like 15 years old, 7 years old, and I was thinking, God, imagine if that was our daughter, I don't know. And I was just going through all the scene in my head, picturing you as a mom and our children and the way they talk in English and everything. And all of a sudden, I just caught myself, I was like, oh! Fuck, man, you just like for the last 15 minutes you've been thinking about connecting every detail of the lecture with Leah and with family. Why is that happening? I mean, I'm in love with this girl here, and but I'm not thinking about her as half as I think about you. And somewhere in cosmos, that's not right, you know. There should be a rule about that inside of a heart. And I was thinking about our kids are gonna be tough. Oh, they're gonna be so tough. You're gonna be a tough mom. They're gonna be wonderful. I know that. You'll know how to treat them well, right? I'll be an excellent father. I know that. Let that sink in for a second. We're eating lunch, me and you, at the table with our children. And it's silence, you know, and you can only hear the teaspoons. We're eating some soup. You can only hear the teaspoons clanking against the dishes, against the plates. And I just look at you while we're eating. And I smile. And the look says, we did it, baby. We did it. We made it. Look at us. It's going to be one point in my life that I just realized it. That we fucking made it. We made it happen. Through all the hardships and obstacles. We are eating lunch soup, to be more specific. We are children in the big house that we have on the top of the hill, on the top of the world. And I'm the happiest man on earth. And I just can't escape that feeling. And I just imagine it like shot, and like this, it's a scene where everybody's silent, and we know you and me, all hell is gonna break loose in just a couple of seconds, because we are that kind of family where everything just goes, everybody just start fighting and yelling like it is, and but we know we don't take it too seriously. It's just like the way we are, you know. We're a loud family because everything is allowed. I love myself. Did I tell you that? No, I should tell that more often. I should tell myself that more. We are a loud family. Even though you do seem kind of silent and quiet, I don't think you're that, basically. I find you very emotional, expressive, and tough, and like, rah! That's how I find you. But I think you've been silenced too much in your life. You didn't have anybody to express it with. But with me, you're going to be loud, not just in bed, baby. There you go. I mentioned sex for the first time in our conversations. They were too platonic. Yeah, I'm gonna fuck the shit out of you every time we fuck. Yeah. Get ready. We are a loud family and we love it. And it's like the scene where I'm gonna finish it, where we are at the table and we're silent and we're eating, and it's the beginning of the meal where everybody just said thank you to the meal and meditatively started eating, and we're just enjoying that part of the meal, and we just had that look that I mentioned where everything was all right. But then, like, our son grabbed some soup from his sister while she wasn't looking, and everything went to fucking hell. Like, why did you take my soup? Why are you always taking my soup? And he's like, so what if I don't? And then the third child is like, stop yelling. And there's like, and we're like, yeah, it just started. And it's fun. We laughing our asses off, looking at our children. And they're brilliant. My God, they're brilliant. They're so much more brilliant than we are. They're way ahead of us. They're gonna be even more when they grow up. You know, our son, he has a habit of just, when I feel bad and when I'm tired, he just has a habit of just approaching me, and while I'm sitting isolated in the living room, and he just comes down and he just grabs my arm. He kneels down by the bed and he just grabs my arm, my hand, puts his hand in on my hand, both of his hands holding my hand. Then he just goes away with a smile on his face, says everything's gonna be okay. Our daughter is making something out of plants, some kind of, I don't know, things to go around your head. She loves nature. Oh God, she does love nature. Our third child is somewhat introverted and silent. She keeps everything to herself. She's the hardest to reach. But I do manage that occasionally. And you're still the most beautiful woman on earth. When you're spreading laundry, you know, on the balcony. Sometimes you turn around and you smile at me. And I cannot feel anything